Again, we have the honor of welcoming to the Voice of America studios Mr. Duro Latipo, who is the composer, director, producer, and star of the famous Nigerian opera known as Abako So, who has been appearing with his troupe and his opera in the United States. This is the first American appearance of this, or if I'm not mistaken, any other African opera of this level and stature. Mr. Latipo is not unknown to the Voice of America and its audiences. We have broadcast considerable portions of Abako So in the years past, both as recorded by our music director for Africa, Mr. Leo Sarkisian, who likes to be known as the African Music Man, and myself. We have both met Mr. Latipo in Nigeria. Leo, you met him quite some time ago in his home in Oshogbo, did you not?
Well, I really don't like to say how many years back, but it was about 1965 when I was working in Nigeria, and I traveled up to Oshobo, to Duro's home, and we met there. At that time, he was just rehearsing, I believe for the first time, you were preparing Abako So at that time.
Yes, that was when we were preparing to go to the Commonwealth Art Festival in London.
I'd like to go back and give a little bit on the history of the music that Duro's working with. Actually, Yoruba folk opera dates back about in the early 40s. And at that time, there were a number of groups who were going into working in one direction with religious music. And it was in about the middle 50s, I believe, there were already established about six groups. And Mr. Ogunmola.
Late Ogunmola.
Yes,
was
yes.
One of the greatest foundation artists who really delved into the Yoruba opera.
Also, at that time in Lagos, too, if you remember, there was Mr. A.B. Davis.
We have A.B. Davis, Layeni, too.
Yes.
And we have, don't let us forget, Hobato Ogunde.
Hobato Ogunde also was...
He was yes. One of the founders of African Music Research Party in the early 30s. Mm.
And they were experimenting with musical instruments. Actually, for the first time, they were bringing in drums into the church. Do you remember that?
Yes.
With some difficulty, of course.
Really, I broke that taboo. I could call it so because only harmonium and pianos and trumpets are allowed in churches. Mm. But I felt there must be something cultural too to bring our people back to the ancient past. This I did thinking that the church authorities might say, that's good boy. But instead of that, I was driven out of the church for bringing Shango drums into the church. I don't know it's forbidden because they thought all this paganism or something like that.
Yes. One point, Lee, that I would bring out. You see, among all these pioneers that were working with folk opera, it was Duro who really took a completely different direction. And Duro turned back to a lot of the traditional music and even the use of instruments. The agogo,
yes.
Dondon,
yailu, emele, yes. Bata, sekere, gongon, and all the rest.
And it was actually Duro who started this whole complete new direction. And I believe it was in around the early 60s that you began traveling around the country looking for more material. You went to Ekiti?
Yes, Ekiti, yes. To Ilaurangun, to even up to Benin, to Agbo, and all the rest of it. I used to travel a lot on my small motorcycle looking for materials.
Well, I remember that when I was in Oshobo, you gave us some music from the first thing that work that you did, which was the Obamoro.
Yes.
And then you gave me some music from Obawaja.
Yes.
And even Eda.
Eda, yes. Yes. It's good memory. I've nearly forgotten all this. Anyway, Obamoro was my first attempt of collecting traditional music and including them in a very deep opera. And Obawaja too, that one goes into the memory of all the kings who have died in Oyo.
Well, we have this music here in our Voice of America music library.
I'm happy to know this.
Yes.
Banama ode inisha ewele banama ode ko ni soro fun gbogbo wa atawro mi re o atawro mi re baba ke mo pe rabo mi mo lo wa dale kini mo ro ma alake tin rele ake o dale keji mo ba mo loja loja oko mo ni kari bon ti ri kari ati se olo mama mama o sokun ya ohun ogbon ni je ka sokun ya wa gbogbo alare wa gbogbo Otona, bi mo ba tun lo to ni ilu wa si tun sin mi ai tete to ni ilu wa si dija dija mo logun alaja te ri ni gbaja o ogun oni re won agbagbo awon ogun oni gbaja mo irun kuku ni je awon ogun oni komola ni fe jewe ogun abawa se o ogun abawa se o ibi gbegbo ti abade ka ri se bo
ogun ba se
ogun ti abade ka
ogun ba se
ogun ti abade se
Willie, I've sort of laid a little background, historical.
Well, I would like to ask Mr. Latipo, first of all, is a musical form like what we perhaps loosely call an opera, abakoso, which is now playing in America, is this a new form of African music, even if it is based on some traditional roots?
Let us call it new. because it embraces some things which have not been there before. We've tried to think deeply on how plays which are not written in English or in other languages could be received by foreign audience. And we discovered that we have to put in certain things to make it appealing. And that is where dance drama comes in. In the new Obakoso, I can call it, we have included many things which were not there originally. And my research in the for the past 6 years took me back to finding the type of music that could be danced to, and which will have great meaning into the festival of Shango. And this I collected, and I was able to include it in the original setup of Obakoso. And there, little words have been spoken. Not much have been spoken now. All are songs. But now, we have dances included in such intervals that will not let the audience get bored so much. They are able to follow in that the dances go on with the story in festive mood, and at the same time, it appears language is no barrier to follow this new renovation made into the opera. I rather don't call it folk opera again. I would say festival opera of the Yoruba dance and drums.
Well, that's a brand new word for the lexicon.
Yeah, Yoruba festival opera.
Well, if you do some adaptations to make it more understandable to foreign audiences, and this is a problem that I think that all African writers, as well as artists and musicians, have, is it necessary in any way to compromise or distort the traditional values and musical creation that goes into this kind of thing?
This cannot come in, because I don't borrow the music and the dances. They are all part of the festival. And this is what I tried with Obakoso originally. I discovered that the songs were being distorted somehow when the dances were getting too much. So I stopped the dance and I was basing my work on music only then. After that, I introduced poetry. The latest development now brings me to action, dances, songs, and drums, all incorporated into one.
Well, now, as I said earlier, this has been the first coming of anything of this type, as far as I know, to the United States. How have you felt that American audiences have received it thus far?
I am happy indeed. The reception had been very, very warm. We had all nights bought out. You see, all seats bought out every night. And even the introduction of children coming in the afternoons, I think it's a sort of improvement too, because these children will live more than their parents. They will live longer than their parents, and they will continue to remember. So by the time they grow up, this will still be in their memory. And I think they don't have much money. They pay for very little money to come and see it, but it goes a long way. So children can be tied down for an hour. They don't make noise. It means they are interested. And at the same time, if elders too, we feel they don't understand the language, and they can still sit down for about 2 hours to watch a performance in Yoruba, I think it is a success. So if they can still tell me after the performance that they are impressed and they are happy to come again, I think it's a very beautiful beginning. You know, children are restless. When you perform and you find them playing, not paying attention, it means they are not interested. But this time, they clap with the drums. They jump on their chairs and they continue to do everything with us. And after the performances, I used to see them outside trying to do what they have seen on the stage. It means they are impressed somehow. That's what I feel. We are happy. Even my company, I think everybody continues to laugh each time they see the children yelling, making some noise after blackout. They continue to cry, "Ooh, yeah, whoa, yeah, yo," and all the rest of it. You see, it's very interesting. And I think they want to see more of it. They like it in that they dance with us. When the dancing is going on, you see them moving. Even the lightsmen, the stage crews, everybody around, walking with us, dance as they walk. The rhythm of the drums catch them so much that each person feel engaged with the movement. You see, so it means it is a success and they like it. No amount of broadcast, no amount of paper reading or newspaper or any media of information can speak better than introduction of art. This type of visits, introduction of music, art, drama, and all the rest, I just base it on art. Interchanging of ideas and all the rest of it will bring us more together. And the interpretation will perhaps do a lot. That's what I conclude with in my own idea about bringing the Americans and the Africans together. Art will be the solution because we've got something to see. And we've got something to think about. And we have something again to interchange.
Leo, do you have any final questions?
Well, one last comment is that Duro said that he feels that the American public liked what they saw and heard. I hope this encourages him to come back again to this country in the future.
Let him love me. Yeah, but what better you talk about? Can you see?